Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Thursday morning edition right here as we broadcast to you tomorrow's news tonight from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, plus FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And, of course, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, to our over-the-road truck drivers, we certainly give a special shout-out to you guys and gals for what you're doing out there, keeping everything moving along. Also, to our bulk mail haulers, Felix and the gang, thanks very much for getting the mail out there and moving along. And, of course, to our suicide jockeys that haul the gasoline, the diesel, the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. Appreciate you. Appreciate that. And our Amazon people that are here working at the big warehouse that's not very far away, as well as all the trucks that go in and out of there. Thank you very much for the job you guys and girls do. And don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're there, as well as being on MeWe, being on Parler, being on Gab, being on Getter. We're also on Truth Social. We're also on Twitter. Captain's America is how you find us. Captain's America, all lowercase, all one word. And it is a Thursday. That means that we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com with us, as always. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and why wouldn't it be, right? We're in Florida. The free state of Florida. How about that? The free state of Florida. Yep. Now, and I like, the more I hear that, the more I like that. Now, Nancy needs to get ready to hand over the gavel, doesn't she? Or have we not reached that point quite yet?
Well, she will definitely hand it over. It's just a matter of to whom. Steve Scalise will not challenge Kevin McCarthy for a speaker. And I think Jim Jordan supports McCarthy for speaker.
Correct.
A lot of people are a little squishy on Kevin McCarthy, but I think in the last 2 years, he's come a very long way. I don't think he's quite as squishy as he was.
I agree.
Especially with the commitment to America that he worked with Newt Gingrich on, so I expect him to be speaker.
I agree with you, and I think it'd be the right move. And of course, Scalise, I believe, has officially announced that he's going to run for the majority leader's job. That's what he's going to run for.
Correct.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens. And I think he's got one other person. I'm not sure who it was. Didn't really recognize the name, but I think he's run before for something. Didn't quite make it, but we'll see. Maybe this is his turn this time. Now, of course, along with Nancy, along with the House of Representatives and all that, along with Kevin McCarthy, who's going to run for Speaker, we also know that in Nevada, Mr. Laxalt, who yesterday, when we were talking, we thought he was going to lose the race, suddenly is up by 3 points.
He was up almost all day yesterday. It's really quite remarkable how come Nevada can't get these counts in. I mean, the state isn't that big.
Right.
Population-wise, the majority of the state is federal government land. But he is predicted to win this thing, as is Sheriff Lombardo for governor.
Right.
So that would be a pickup for both. On the Republican side.
Right. And, of course, Arizona, the race is too close to call now between Kari Lake and Katie Hobbs. That turned around. We talked a little bit about that before the top of the hour, but that thing turned around late yesterday as well. And I don't know where that's going to go, but that's going to get exciting.
I don't understand why we can't get this count thing down.
I'm with you. I'm right there with you.
Mm-hmm. Why do we have these exceptions in these states?
Right. I wish I knew. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, we had our election done in what? By midnight?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, probably 10 o'clock or somewhere thereabouts.
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of other states did, too. So the templates have been out there for these state legislatures and the secretaries of state and the election board to get it right. But that's where we are.
Right. And Fred is telling us that the storm dodged him down there in South Florida. Glad to hear that, Fred. But those people in his path, we still got a 70-mile-an-hour storm cutting across Florida before it makes that right turn and goes north. Probably later in the day, it looks like it'll be.
Yeah, it made landfall in Vero Beach.
Yeah, yeah. State Route 60, right straight east of Tampa. So there you go. But it's not coming across towards Tampa. It's going to the right and up through Polk County. And maybe, I think our...
Well, but the thing is, this storm is fat. It's about 700 miles wide.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why it's encompassing pretty much the whole state. Because
sure.
It's...
Sure.
North to south, east to west, this thing is a fat storm.
Yeah, it could still touch Bermuda and go out into the Gulf of Mexico and fall across Florida. You are right. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch and Denise Simon, too, here. Don't go anywhere. It's a great day in the neighborhood. Great day to be doing what we're doing. And we'll be back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've even seen it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by Geico. That's Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Years ago, they used to call it the Government Employees Insurance Company. That's how it got the name Geico. Now, your local Geico office or the website, geico.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything you own. Car you're driving, truck you're driving. How about the motorcycle you got, or the ATV, or the boat, or the RV? Yep, can cover all that too. Now, you really want to save some money on your insurance? Just bundle your homeowner's, or your renter's, or your condo insurance to your automobile policy. Bundle it. Put them all together, and you will save a boatload of money. So that's Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we've got Backgammon Bob from Backgammonville on the line, and he's got something here. Okay, Mr. Bob, what's up?
Yes, sir, Captain. In regards to this early voting,
yep.
Nuts that they do,
yep.
I think they should limit it to like 1 or 2 weeks ahead of time, and then each state, we have to go back into the electronic age, maybe a hybrid version. Each state would set up a website, and authorization would be the same system that the banks and financial institutions use,
mm-hmm.
and with a username and a password, and then they would send back, to verify that it's you, they would send back an authentication code by cell phone
right.
or email, and then they would... Otherwise, and for the people that can't, otherwise you would have to do an absentee ballot. In other words, there would be no anything else. You need to get an absentee ballot, or you otherwise just got to show up in person at the place.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's it, Captain.
All right, that's not a bad idea, Denise, and I that is the way we do banking a lot of times, so go ahead.
Well, just remember, anything is hackable. If it's connected to something online, it's still hackable. So we have that component. Look, when we have a state like Pennsylvania that has 50 days of early voting,
yeah.
It's outrageous.
It is.
We're in a situation here where everything just ought to be simply a paper ballot. If people want to vote that badly, and it's that important to them, and it's as sacrosanct as it is, people know they're supposed to sign the ballot. People know they're supposed to date the ballot. People are supposed to, they don't have to use a drop box. If they got the ballot in the mail, they can put the ballot back in the mail. They don't have to hand it off to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like at a nursing home or at a hospital. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So we're hearing all these issues, and they're not issues. They're manufactured crises
mm-hmm.
that the Democrats have tried to fix. So, you know, how many other countries? France doesn't have a single problem. Not one.
Nope.
They're all paper ballots, period, in the report. This mm-hmm. is what you do.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean... it's just kind of hard.
I remember the old voting machines that had the little, like the keys on them, and you would flip them up to vote one way and flip them the other way to vote another way, Democrat one side, Republican the other side. I don't remember having problems with that system either, do you?
Look, we have problems is because the left and these activists have all decided they want to get involved, and they've complicated the whole thing. And it just doesn't have to be that way. We didn't have issues in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s. You know, it wasn't, well, maybe in the late 90s is when it all began.
Okay, George Godfather Simon in saying good morning. He said, talking about Nancy Pelosi, he said she wants to get out of the country. Go to Italy. She's got a lot of friends over in Italy. This is talking about wanting to be the ambassador over there. But
fine.
Yeah. See it. Don't let
let
the door. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Right.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Let it go.
And let's see. Oh, here's an interesting one. Boy, oh boy, it sure does seem that when Maricopa County Sheriff was Joe Pompeo, we didn't have these kind of problems. There is some truth to that. I don't remember these problems over there.
That wasn't his name. But I know who you're talking about.
Oh, the Joe the Sheriff. I don't know what his
name is. Arpaio.
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it seems like we didn't have that many problems.
Well, it wasn't because he wasn't there. Again, it's because the left has decided that they have ways that they can manipulate things. I don't think that these judges are not being paid off under the table, too.
Sure.
So... Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. Unfortunately, I do agree with that. Okay, now, here's one for you. We'll get a little laughter into the mix. Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, reportedly told Democrats to rally behind his wife in the event that President Joe Biden chooses not to seek re-election in 2024. Okay.
Yeah, we'll rally behind her. We'll rally behind her to go back to California and stay there.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Yeah, she doesn't quite get it. They don't get. None of them get it. And by the way,
she's got worse approval ratings than Biden does. So.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Now, Biden came out and had a little press conference yesterday, and when he started out, he said a couple things and it just really ripped me the wrong way. Well, when I took over as president, the economy was in shambles, and we had inflation out of control, and gasoline was out of sight, and this, that, and the other, and all this crap that just wasn't true. It got that way. It got that way. Thank you, Joe Biden. But it wasn't true at the time he took over in office.
They've been saying that same lie. Since, you know, he was sworn in. I mean,
right.
they've been saying it over and over again.
Right.
the more important thing was is that he took credit for the election results. And it said, my message about preserving and saving democracy worked. That's why we're still here today, and you know the people that voted responded to save democracy. Not that it was ever going to collapse to start with. But having said that, he also said that the Biden doctrine, all of their plans and you know all of the things that they want to do, they're not changing up a blasted thing. So he really said, we're going to plug ahead here for the next 2 years. So we're going to be run by a bunch of activists that have access to the White House.
Yeah, unbelievable. And, of course, when it rains, it pours. You know who our $200 million man is?
No.
Beto O'Rourke has been given over the years $200 million to run for all these positions. I wonder if he'll get any more money to just go out there and blow it.
Well, maybe they'll make him an ambassador.
Yeah. And then there's Stacey Abrams.
That's where failed politicians go to die, is to be ambassadors.
Then there's Stacey Abrams, the $60 million Wonder Babe.
Yeah, well, she wants a job in the government, so... Make her an ambassador. Send them someplace like Guatemala. How about that one?
I was going to say Outer Mongolia. What do I know? Yeah, you're right. Guatemala, that'd be a good one. That'd be a good one. Or Cuba. And, of course, not to be outdone, New York State flipped a couple of seats yesterday. They went red from the blue side. Congratulations and kudos to the voters up there.
You know, I think that Lee Zeldin, he helped some of those races. He helped push some of those people across the line, too. So I don't think, and it's sad to me still that Lee Zeldin did not prevail, but I think that there's a silver lining, and he helped some of those other, I mean, pretty much Long Island now is all went red. So that's a good thing.
Mm. Yes, it is, and... I really am looking forward to whatever it is he does in the future, because I think that he's got a long career ahead of him in politics if he chooses wisely. Now, the midterm votes are still being counted for many key races across the country, and in some cases we've been told Americans may not know for several weeks. That's unacceptable.
Of course it is.
So what do we do now, Coach?
Anything we've been doing.
All right. I will talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great day and stay warm.
Yep.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. I should have told her to stay dry because she's up there on the mountaintop. It's probably going to rain on her all day. All right. I'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Control of the U.S. Senate hung in the balance on Wednesday as Republicans moved closer to securing a House majority. a day after Democrats outperformed expectations and history in U.S. midterm elections. The Senate contests in Nevada and Arizona, where Democratic incumbents were seeking to hold off Republican challengers, were not yet called, with thousands of ballots still to be counted. If the parties split those races, the Senate's fate would come down to a Georgia runoff election for the second time in 2 years. Republicans picked up a net 6 seats in the House of Representatives that had previously been held by Democrats, with 71 of 435 races not yet called, according to Edison Research. And Democrats won elections for governor in the blue wall states of Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin, enabling them to defend against Republican-dominated state legislatures on issues such as abortion rights and fair elections. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for your military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with their two campuses, where they will train you to be an aviation maintenance technician. We'll tell you where they are, we'll tell you the phone number and all that, after they tell you about themselves, coming up right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the best way to find out about a school is to visit it, right? And the best way to do that is to take this information I'm going to give you and then apply it and go visit one of the campuses. And then you'll know. By the way, you can visit both if you want, since they only have two. You can visit both of them and decide which one you might want to go to become an aviation maintenance technician, a high-paying, in-demand job where you will never have to worry about whether or not you can find another job again. You will find another job with these folks. Now, naa.edu is the website. naa.edu
is the website. The phone number to call is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Give them a call and schedule an appointment. Take a tour at one of their campuses. Take a tour. Now, the campuses that you'll have a choice to go to will be Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. That's Clearwater, Florida. The second one, of course, will be Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. So there you go. Take your pick, either one. Take the tour. Find out what they're all about. Now, we have some breaking news that has come out of Ukraine by way of Russia. The Russian army has announced it will withdraw from 2,000 square miles of Ukrainian territory. This comes as Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu has publicly directed the Russian army to withdraw from Kherson City and all the occupied territory on the right bank of the Dnieper River. Now, this is big, folks, because this is part of where the big offensive was going to be launched from by Russia, and it didn't happen, and they've been getting hit and hit and hit and hit and hit repeatedly by Ukrainian forces. Now, this is rather bizarre, to say the least. Stage-managed conversation in which the General Sergei Shcherbakhin, commander of the Army Group South of the Russian Army in the Ukraine, presented his assessment to his boss and then got permission to do what he would have had to have done without permission, and that is to pull the troops back. And for anyone not familiar with the Ukrainian geography, there are some maps out there that will show you about Kherson and the area and the order and what it means. The area north of the river, some 2,000 square miles, will be evacuated. The Russian army that must be evacuated numbers about 40,000 men, plus their equipment. Now, part of the reasons is they can't get any supplies. Their supply lines have been cut because very methodically, the Ukrainians have been taking out a bridge here, a bridge there, a bridge there, another bridge over there, to where they've isolated themselves and they cannot get convoys to drive to them to make the deliveries. Now, could they have planes fly over and drop supplies? Sure. But then what do you think happens? They get shot down. They get shot down. So, we have an interesting situation right now in the Ukraine. Score one for the Ukraine forces on this one, because they got it right. And the Russian retreat right now is, in fact, underway. Some 40,000 troops being moved back. Who would have thunk it? Certainly not me. Certainly not me. These forces are just... The Russian forces were supposedly some of the best. By the way, the U.S. Department of Defense's Zero Trust strategy will be published in the coming days, giving the public a fresh look at its plan to achieve a new level of cybersecurity in lieu of the attacks that they've been getting on a regular basis from foreign countries. Now, we know that just in the past week, they were hacked. The monetary system was, the payroll system, which is no fun when that happens, because now you got to turn around, change all your stuff around, and go somewhere different. So that's no fun at all. And you probably heard about a former U.S. Army helicopter pilot with more than 20 years of military service and additional years as a defense contractor who was sentenced this week for acting as an agent of China, according to a press release from the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Southern District of California. He actually was found guilty of spying for China. And the midterm elections, which are largely being fought over inflation, crime, war, and other domestic issues, could have had a huge impact on America and their role in the Russia-Ukraine war, but they didn't. They didn't. Don't ask me why, I don't know, but they just didn't. And let's not forget that a three-star general will lead a new army headquarters in Germany that will include about 300 U.S. service members responsible for coordinating security assistance for the Ukraine. This came from a senior U.S. military official this week. A new command is being put together for the Ukraine. Maybe that's a sign of things to come. Maybe it's better. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. By the way, Ukraine's Zelensky has set conditions for a genuine peace talk with Russia. He said he was open to negotiations with Russia if they are focused on safeguarding Ukraine's territorial integrity. It involves compensation from Moscow to Kiev and bring to justice the perpetrators of war crimes, the Russian people that are guilty of war crimes. And, of course, that's still an ongoing thing with the Ukraine, as you might well know. Now, four soldiers appear to have died by suicide in Alaska in the last month. This is terrible. We've got to do something about this, folks. A grim figure as Army planners and lawmakers have raced to surge mental health resources to remote bases there. And this is according to the Internet Service correspondence, which is reviewed by military.com. What a shame. What a shame. Now, here's something. I don't know if it means anything, but the U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin has not spoken with the White House about potentially leaving his post after the midterm election. Pentagon said that on Tuesday. Nothing would surprise me with that guy. Because if you don't know about Lloyd Austin, he's the general that really screwed things up in Iraq when he took our troops out. We reduced our troops under Barack Obama's command. And within a matter of weeks, we got ISIS. We got ISIS within a matter of weeks. And then they had to go back in and clean it all back up again. Thank you, Lloyd Austin, right? Thank you, Lloyd Austin. All right, we're coming back, and we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. It's going to be interesting. We just had my friend Ken come in, the morning engineer, and I'll tell you what, he was soaking wet, so it must be raining outside. I'm going to check and see. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch. Coming right back with more. Be careful if you're out there driving. Be careful.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. And it's a rainy day out there today in my area, and I hope that you guys and gals are okay where you're at. Make sure that you slow down if it's raining, especially if it's dark and you're out on one of the long bridges over here by me. You can't see. I mean, we all know you get out there and somebody comes by you doing 70 miles an hour on one of those bridges and throws the water all over the place, and it's like, well, where'd the road go? But anyway, don't be one of those people. Be careful. Now, this portion of the program, a conversation with Chris Markowski, is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, in particular the Moss Nissan Group. Moss Nissan, of course, Moss Nissan is the company that has all those dealerships, including the brand new one up there in Brooksville. Yep, brand new, State Route 50. Stop by. They're right over there by the Sun Coast Parkway, and you'll be able to see right there where they're at. A brand new store, gorgeous store. So, don't forget, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all first responders, all veterans, all church pastors, too, get a great deal on the vehicle you're looking at. And, of course, Moss Care comes with the vehicles. That is, you get free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. Can't beat it. So if you can't beat them, join them. Moss Nissan. M-A-U-S, MossNissan.com. All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the weather like up there?
I'm starting to cool off a little bit. I mean, we were having this bit of Indian summer going on when it was in the 70s, but now it's I gotta go take the garbage out here after our interview, and I feel like it's going to be in the 40s when I go out.
So the Indians must have run out of arrows.
I wonder where that comes from. I hadn't even ever thought about that, Indian summer.
Yeah,
look that up.
Yeah, well, I don't either, but I'm well aware of it. Now, for the Republicans to have a Senate majority, they need to win two seats. Right now, they are cruising along here, and in the House at the moment, they got 210 seats. The Democrats 191. Looks like they may cross that threshold in the next day or two. But for some reason, Chris, Arizona just can't seem to count ballots.
It's amazing to me. Matt, I'm sorry. I don't. The House. I've got looking at different numbers. I got 207, 184 right now.
Yeah, that's on Fox, is it?
Wall Street Journal, Associated Press.
Okay.
Senate, I got 49, 48, but that's still you've lost one with that so far. You lost one of those races. You're looking at Arizona, and I do find it fascinating. I was like saying this to my wife. I said I could go online and, you know, the vitamins that I take in the morning. I said, oh, I'm out of vitamin D or I'm out of zinc. I can order it. It might be at my house later on in the day via Amazon or latest the next morning.
Right.
And we can't figure out how to count votes properly and machines going down. And you would think you'd have some sort of backup system or fail safe or whatever it may be. It is. It's kind of sad. And then it goes to people, you know, having questions in regards to these things. Again, it's going to take some time to work through Nevada. They still haven't, you know, they're just saying that still could be a couple days. I mean, I would think you might want to come up with a system to make it, you know, somewhat more, efficient. It's getting to the point where it's a bit silly. But, the way it stands right now, still Arizona is, leaning blue.
Yep.
And, you know, that ends up, and then you got obviously it's going to come down to what happens in Georgia.
Right. And the thing about Arizona is yesterday they came up with 87,000 new ballots. and I don't know exactly where they came from, how they got there, but now they got to count those.
I mean, how long does that take? I mean, quite honestly, I mean, it shouldn't take that long. It's not that difficult of a process. I don't know. I mean, one would think are you counting them by hand for crying out loud? I mean, the way that these things are done, they should be done by machine.
I don't know. I wish I knew the answer to that. And by the way, my source of my information is the front page of the political page on Newsmax. That's where I'm getting that number from. They got Republicans 210, Democrats 191, and that's their number. But the other one, they got the Senate, they got one seat more Republican than Democrat, 49-48.
Oh, no, that's what I have, too. But based upon that so far, the Republicans have actually lost a seat in a head-to-head matchup that they, you know, where they had an incumbent, that a seat that they ended up losing. So they're actually down one.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll find out soon, because they've only got three seats to go that are undecided, and if they want to get the magic number of 51, they got to come up with two.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You're going to end up, the way it looks right now, looks like it's going to be another, you know, Kamala Harris, you know, casting the deciding vote.
Did you hear what her husband said yesterday?
No, I didn't. I don't know.
Wait till you hear this. If Joe Biden decides not to run for president, then he wants the Democrats to rally behind his wife, Kamala Harris, in the event that Joe Biden does not choose to seek re-election, because she's going to go for the presidency.
Well, I mean, you can want that, but, I mean, Democrats are going to tell her to step aside. Well, there's no way. I mean, you know, she's not going to win in that primary field. Bernie Sanders will take her out. You know, Tulsi Gabbard dispensed of her very quickly. I mean, she didn't get a single electoral college vote. Electoral college. I apologize. She didn't get a single primary vote at all last time around. So, you know, there's no way.
Right. Now, of course, everybody's still talking about Ron DeSantis and his 19.4-point victory over Charlie Crist. He is effectively retired Charlie Crist.
I've heard that before. He's kind of like the slasher movie politician.
Well,
he just keeps coming back from the dead.
He's going to come back on television of one of those networks, CNN or something, is probably going to hire him, or MSNBC.
He's going to go back to doing Morgan and Morgan for the People commercials like he was doing for a little while there. That's where I think he's going to go.
He got $1 million a year for doing that.
What was he doing that? Was that right after he
lost the governorship?
Was it then, or was when he lost to Rubio?
No, it was when he. Well, yeah, it was when he lost the governorship.
When he lost to Rubio. That's when he went. First went and it.
Yeah,
and then he lost the primary. The Republican Party in Florida wouldn't back Rubio, and he still lost to Rubio.
Yeah,
and then he was independent, and then he lost again.
Yeah, Now,
maybe he'll join the Communist Party. He'll run on their ticket next time.
Yeah, there's one he hasn't run for. Now, there's a new guy, there's a new sheriff in town in Pennsylvania by the name of Josh Shapiro, who won the governorship there. Everybody's saying, watch this guy, watch this guy. He's the new Barack Obama. Watch this guy. He is?
Yeah, I we hear that all the time, the new this, the new that. If you do recall, it wasn't that long ago that Beto O'Rourke was on the cover of Vanity Fair.
And
he was a Democratic savior.
Yeah.
How many hundreds of millions of dollars has the Democrats, lost on that guy?
$200 million. $200 million they've wasted on Beto O'Rourke.
Nothing. I mean, I don't get it. I don't know if they just like his name because they call him Beto, but he's awful. And I don't know how these people get into these positions where, you got to run this guy. I mean, he's an utter buffoon.
Don't forget, you got Stacey Abrams, who's worth $60 million. That's what she got from the party.
Is that just this one? I mean, it's got to be more than that for both races.
Well, just
right?
This time around, $60 million.
Yeah. Yeah, and that wasn't even close. And again, we got to learn from the captain. You're taking a look at some of these blowout races in states where you've got governors that did a great job when it came to COVID and the ridiculous lockdowns. And it kind of shows you the Republican Party should have done much, much better on the national level. And they didn't. And they chose very, very poor candidates in many of these places. And they ended up losing.
Yeah. Well, you got to wonder, we got about 30 seconds, well, we don't have 30 seconds, sir, about 10 seconds. So real quick, you got to wonder what's going to happen next. I mean, we're going to wait and see what happens in Georgia. I hope the Republicans stay on message and don't get off message and start doing this nitpicking crap again. They got to get somewhere, stay there, and just hold the line.
Well, we talked about it briefly yesterday. We'll talk about it again.
Yep.
More to say, I'm going to be tough on Trump. How are you going to be tough on Trump?
Yep. You got it. Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow, and we'll find out how we're going to be tough on the economy. You take care, my friend. Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, watchdogonwallstreet.com. I'm coming right back with more of Captain America Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.